Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On Sunday, three straight years that the Kansas City Chiefs will be hosting a home AFC title game at Arrowhead. We'll head out to the guest line right now and talk to a legendary Kansas City Chiefs player. Played with the organization from 2005 to 2017. Went to four Pro Bowls and in 2011 was a first team All-Pro. Always good to catch up with Derek Johnson, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on CBS Sports Radio. Derek, how you and the family been? Thanks for doing this.
Pretty good. Thank you for asking, man.
No problem. Appreciate you coming on. So you were there in Kansas City where Andy Reid came over from Philadelphia. We already knew that Andy Reid was a very accomplished coach and he was looking to get that Super Bowl ring, which he eventually got last year. As a player, what do you remember about that transition when Andy Reid joined the Kansas City Chiefs as the head coach?
Well, we were blessed to get him. I don't know what the Eagles were thinking at the time. I know he had a couple down years, but Andy Reid is a proven winner. And just the confidence that he brought to the whole organization the first time he stepped foot as the head coach in Kansas City in 2013. I mean, we went like 9-0 or something crazy like that. It was just he's a player's coach, and everybody loves, you know, roots for Andy because he does it the right way, and he's all about the little things, getting the little things right. If you can do that, big things will come to you, and he's doing big things right now. The only problem with, you know, the introduction that you said, you know, that the last 3 years they've been this is, you know, I don't know if it's happened before, but the last 3 years the AFC Championship has been in Kansas City, and I've been retired for almost three years, so it's kind of like, golly, I missed the boat.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because you were there for so many years and you knew the pressure. The organization didn't win a Super Bowl since Super Bowl IV, and then also Andy comes in, and he's known for getting to the conference championship game, broke through 1 year, got to a Super Bowl, but never got the job done in the big game. When you saw them win last year, clearly you wanted to be a part of it, but from afar, what did that win mean to you, knowing everything about the organization?
Well, first of all, I've spent 13 great years in Kansas City, and that city is just amazing. It's a second home for me. And you talk about Chiefs ball in Kansas City. That's homegrown, and that's just a part of that city. The Chiefs are deep in the community, and that city deserves that great organization, great ownership, but that city deserves a championship in that, you know, we haven't had it in a long time, I think since 69 or 70, but I tell you what, that whole city is lit up, and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are a big part of that.
Did you ever think about coming back? Were you ever close? I know you went to the Raiders for a year. Was it tough to walk away knowing what was brewing in Kansas City?
You know what? Not really. I mean, we made it to the playoffs every year with Andy, but just, you know, we didn't have enough to make it all the way. And I know being in the league for 14 years, a lot of things have to go right for you, regardless if you have really good players or not. A lot of things have to go right for you to make it all the way to the Super Bowl. And I just, you know, I came up short a few times at that. But I tell you what, man, I can't do it like I used to. But I tell you what, if the Chiefs were to call me and say, hey, we have a third down package for you, I'll be like, all right, suit me up.
Love it. Derek Johnson, who still can play, joining us right now on CBS Sports Radio. So you guys had Alex Smith, and Alex Smith is a good quarterback in this league. And the Chiefs make that draft night trade actually with the Bills, and they draft Patrick Mahomes. And no one at the time knew what Mahomes was going to be and turn into this transcendent player. How do you remember that draft night when you got the news that Mahomes, not only did the Chiefs get him, but they traded up to get him?
Well, I mean, I knew I don't watch college ball like that, but I was very fond of quarterback coming out, and I thought we had a chance to get Deshaun Watson. So I'm like, yeah. Wow, they took Mahomes over Watson. I'm like, okay, you know, maybe they did a lot of homework, which they did. And I tell you what, both quarterbacks are great, obviously.
Sure.
But it's one of those quarterbacks is worth $500 million. So I tell you what, they did their homework, and he was my scout team quarterback my last year in Kansas City. And I tell you what, I've never been fussed at for a scout team quarterback making so many plays on the starting defense. It was crazy. I knew he was going to be a star then. I just didn't know that it was going to come to an MVP year the next year. So,
was it surprising though, because you guys had Alex, that the organization traded so much to get Mahomes?
Well, Alex is a great professional. He's a great pro. And I tell you what, if you ask Mahomes, it was so so exciting for him to be under a guy like Alex, a guy that's very humble and very team-oriented guy, puts the team first, and he helped out Mahomes big time. I mean, there are two different quarterbacks, obviously. One is a little more game-managing, safer, and one is is just a gunslinger. But I tell you what, he's learned, and you can ask Mahomes this, he's learned a lot from Alex Smith his first year there. And it's probably a good thing that he would have been great anyway, but it's probably a good thing he didn't start his first year. It would have been a lot more interceptions early, I think, and he would have eventually caught on. But it was perfect timing for him, because he stepped in after Alex was gone and just lit it up.
So he made you look silly a few times when he was the practice quarterback, right?
Of course. You know, everybody's talking about this no-look pass. I actually thought he was playing in practice one time, and I'm like, and I'm kind of getting frustrated with him. I'm like, dude, stop trying to, no quarterback's going to do that. You can't look over here and throw over here. And, you know, and I thought he was just playing, but this is what he does. He's been practicing it all alone, and little did I know I was talking to a $500 million.
You may hit him up for a few mil in a few weeks, right?
Right.
Derek Johnson here with us. Let me ask you about Eric Bieniemy. So Bieniemy has been with the Chiefs since 2013, running back coach, now the offensive coordinator. So not your side of the ball, but you guys clearly had interactions being in that same locker room for so many years. What type of coach, what type of person through your encounters with Eric Bieniemy, can you give us a little insight on that?
Well, first of all, he's a old school football coach. He's not an old guy, but his mentality is, very cutthroat and hard, grinding type of mentality. He's I've always went against his running back. So when it comes to training camp, when we go one-on-ones against the running backs and the linebackers, I tell you what, he has them. You talk about the Jamal Charles that made a track guy like him, a track guy like Jamal Charles, a speedy guy, made him so fierce on Sundays when it comes to running between the tackles. You talk about a great mind, a great offensive mind. Just a great character guy. I mean, all the things that you want in a head football coach or any kind of coach, Eric Bieniemy is an example of that.
Does it upset you? Does it surprise you? Are you annoyed by it that it looks like there's another hiring cycle? And unless if he gets the Texans job, which it doesn't seem that's going to be the case, who knows, that this guy once again is not going to be an NFL head coach?
You know what? I'm very surprised. Very surprised. I mean, you look under Andy Reid's tree, it's a pretty good line of coaches that have had a lot of success and have gotten opportunities like a head coaching job. And Eric Bieniemy wants to be a head coach. I mean, he's put that out there. Of course, he wants the right job. He just don't want any kind of job. And I'm sure someone would pick him up. It's just, I mean, you see what the Chiefs done the last few years. If you think it's Andy Reid, then you're not doing your homework.
Do you think race factors into this? Is there a problem with the hiring process in the NFL?
You know what? You want to say no, but we all know that there is a race factor in it, because a lot of head coaches aren't black head coaches aren't getting hired or aren't getting that opportunity to make a team better, which they have the credentials to do it. They have the resume to do it. And Eric Bieniemy is a great example of a black coach who's in dire need. I tell you that people need him to be a head coach because he can change young people's lives. He can change an organization. And I hope to God that he'll get picked up this year. I think he will. I really do.
So you think he's going to get the Texans job?
I hope so. Is that the last job open?
Yeah, it's the last job available. Which that seems like a real messy situation right now. I would personally wait.
You know what? I was just about to say that. Right now, it just doesn't look good for Texans, right? Especially with the quarterback situation. But you know, maybe if they get EB, Coach EB, you know, maybe can save Deshaun Watson, and you know, maybe he can come back home to Houston. But we'll see. Hopefully, everything will work out the way it's supposed to at the end of the day. But I tell you what, wherever Eric Bieniemy goes, even if it's this year with the Texans or in the next year or two, everybody's going to be like, man, we got a gem.
Wrap it up with Derek Johnson. So let's get to the game this weekend. I know you're going Chiefs, I would imagine. I'm just going to assume on that one. I think you're rolling with your guys. But what do you think this game comes down to between the Chiefs and the Bills?
Well, stopping the run, even though the Bills are on a crazy running team, you want to stop the run first. You're always going to the game stopping the run, and that includes Josh Allen running the ball. I mean, he runs the ball a lot. I just started watching Buffalo, and I'm like, I was kind of surprised. Like, man, they're really putting him in harm's way, a big guy like that, because he can't really get out of taking so many hits. But they run Josh Allen a lot, and he's a fiery guy. I tell you what, he makes some ridiculous plays. He's kind of Mahomes-like, obviously not Mahomes, but with what he does with the ball, getting Diggs the ball. We have to. I mean, hopefully the game plan is to just double Diggs and make everybody else beat us. But it's going to be in Arrowhead, which is you know, we play our best ball there. And regardless if we win by 1 point or 20 points, I think the Chiefs are licking their chops, ready for this game. This is going to be a really, really great game. Both games this weekend are going to be great.
Do you lean more towards in the other game, the Packers or the Buccaneers at Lambeau Field?
You know what? I'm kind of brainwashed because Brady beat me so much in the AFC. And, you know, it's hard to go against him. I think he'll get it done and be back in the Super Bowl.
Is it bizarre for you because Brady being an AFC guy, Patriot legend, NFL legend, is it weird still for you? It's still an adjustment period seeing him in that Buccaneers uniform?
It is. It is. It just kind of reminds you that players are very important, and for him to leave an organization like the Patriots and go to the other side, to NFC, and now they're in. It's not a coincidence that they're in the, you know, in contention to be in the Super Bowl. It's just my hats off to the older guy. He's getting it done, still getting it done.
On the way out with Derek Johnson, I got two more for you. When we get to the Raiders, you spent a year there. That's the first year when Gruden came back. Are you a believer that Gruden's going to get this thing turned around? Because the last two seasons, they got off to good starts, but then they just had disastrous finishes.
Yeah, Gruden, his philosophy is very old school. He likes to run the ball. He's very offensive minded. I think he's going to have that breakout season at some point soon. But you know, you just got to get a couple more guys in there. I mean, they're still firing coaches here and there, and you know, cutting players here and there. But at some point, I think Gruden will get it done. When, I don't know. I mean, they're in the same conference as Pat Mahomes, who's just signed a deal for, you know, he'll be there for the next 10 years. So I don't know how that's going to pan out for him. But I tell you what, I think I always give Gruden a lot of credit because, you know, he likes veteran guys. He's an old school type of coach. He brought me in my 14th year. So I'm rooting for him, obviously not against the Chiefs, but hopefully he does well.
And then last one for you. I'll bring it back to your roots, Texas. Do you approve of the Steve Sarkisian hire?
Absolutely, absolutely. Anybody that comes from Alabama stock, that's in good company. I mean, we need a little bit of that flair and to get Texas back on the map. And we're close. We're almost there, but we need a little help. And I think Coach Sark is gonna be that guy. I hope so. I get a chance to meet him. I met him already on Zoom, but I think next week or something, I'm gonna go up there and talk to him.
Well, enjoy it. Enjoy the games this weekend. You and the family stay well. We'll talk to you on the road, Derek. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks so much.
There's Derek Johnson joining us right there. It's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a break. We'll come on back, and we're going to talk about coaching. The best coach left in the playoffs is Andy Reid. Who's the next best coach? Who's number two out of these four teams?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.